One of the many challenges posed by having Erev Pesach come out on Shabbos is Mechiras Chametz. Ordinarily, we know that Mechiras Chametz is performed on Erev Pesach during the fifth hour of the morning, while Chametz is still Mutar B'Hanah, but after it's already Asur to eat, the Chametz is sold to a guy, and before the end of the fifth hour, Chametz is sold. You then recite Bittul Chametz on whatever remains after you have done the Bir Chametz. So you sell your chametz, you exclude some chametz from the sale that you do beer chametz on, and then following the beer chametz, you recite bittul chametz, all within the fifth hour of the morning on Erev Pesach. What happens though in Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so of course you can't, or can you, do beer chametz on Shabbos? What are you supposed to do? Perhaps on the one hand, you can do beer chametz in ways other than burning, and do it on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, the way it's supposed to be. So yes, I can't burn the chametz on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, but perhaps I can destroy it by crumbling it up, throwing it into the sea, or contemporary application, flushing it down the toilet. Maybe I can do that kind of beer chametz on Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Shabbos. That would, of course, assume that I paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, that I paskin that Bir Chametz does not need to be done only through Shreifa. If you hold Ein Bir Chametz al Shreifa, you have no choice, and you have to do the Chametz burning on Erev Shabbos, which is Friday, which is 2 days before Pesach. But if you hold that you can do Bir Chametz in any which way you want, then I can do perhaps on Shabbos, just don't burn it, crumble it, and fire Bazar L'Ruch, a Matzal Yom. So that's one challenge. What do we do L'Maisa? Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Mem Dalid. Shulchan Aruch says, Tov Leva'er Be'erev Shabbos Kodem Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch says that we do our Bir Chametz on Erev Shabbos, first of all. That's number one. We do the Bir Chametz on Erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, but rather on Erev Shabbos. And not only do I do Bir Chametz on Erev Shabbos, which is Yud Gimel Nisan, but now I have another question. Okay, so I'm doing Bir Chametz on Erev Shabbos. That way I can actually burn it. Right, we know that ordinarily we try to be makbid on Bir Chametz B'Sreifa Dafka. And every year we try to do Bir Chametz Dafka B'Sreifa. So this year that we're doing Bir Chametz on Friday, Erev Shabbos, 2 days before Pesach, I certainly can burn it. Wonderful. But how about the timing of the Bir Chametz? Normally when I do Bir Chametz Erev Pesach, so not only do I burn it, but I burn it dafka in the fifth hour, because I have to burn it within that time frame, after which it's no longer allowed to be eaten, but while I still can get hana, while I still own it. What about this year? I'm burning my chametz on Friday. That way I can actually burn it. I can mekayim Rabbi Yehuda's chumra or shita of ein bir chametz al shreifa. But time-wise, I'm not restricted on Friday in terms of achilas chametz. I can eat chametz all day long. I can eat chametz until the end of the fourth hour on Shabbos morning. So when do I do the Bir Chametz? In theory, I can do Bir Chametz anytime on Friday before Shabbos starts. Nonetheless, even though the Rambam simply states in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, that you burn the Chametz before Shabbos, and perhaps, therefore, I could suggest that I can burn it at any point of the day before Shabbos. But in Shulchan Aruch, as we just saw it, Shulchan Aruch says, nonetheless, it's Tov Leva'er Be'erev Shabbos Kodem Chatzos. That it's nonetheless preferable to burn it this year as well, on Erev Shabbos, before Chatzos. Before Chatzos meaning, the way I usually time my Bir Chametz throughout the year. Well, let me rephrase that. The way I usually time my Bir Chametz on a regular year of Erev Pesach, whereby I need to burn it before Chatzos during the fifth hour. So paskins the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah writes here that you can burn it during the beginning of the sixth hour. The pshat l'chora in that is, Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon quotes from Sefer Harare Kodesh of Rav Tzvi Yitzchak Frank, his grandson of Yosef Cohen, who writes the following. He says that normally, in a regular year, you must burn the chametz before the end of the fifth hour because you have to say bittul chametz before this man Isser Durabban begins, which is the beginning of the sixth hour. I can only say bittul chametz when I still own the chametz, which is till the end of the fifth hour. Once this man Isser chametz begins, Midrabbanan, beginning of the sixth hour, I can't say bittul chametz anymore. So ordinarily, I burn the chametz during the fifth hour. I say bittul chametz right afterwards. This year, I don't say bittul chametz until Shabbos morning. Since I don't say bittul chametz till Shabbos morning, I can burn the chametz on Friday, even at the beginning of the sixth hour. So suggests Rav Yosef Cohen, grandson-in-law of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. But most Achronim Paskin that this year we burn the chametz the regular time we burn it every other year, during the fifth hour. Period. During the fifth hour. So now, the burning of the chametz is done the regular time. Says the Ramah, when do I do bittul chametz this year? If the bir chametz is done on Friday morning, during the regular fifth hour of the morning, when is bittul chametz done? Says Ramah, b'yom ha-Shabbos, yivat lenu. Bittul is done on Shabbos. No, bir chametz, you want to do sreifa, you got to do it on Erev Shabbos. That I get. But bittul chametz, the real Zman Isser, is on Shabbos morning. So do bittul chametz on Shabbos morning, says Ramah. Okay, so far this year, what do we have? We have the following. We have the psak of the Rambam that I do bir chametz on Friday, which enables me to do it through the methods of sreifa. We have the Shulchan Aruch says that even though you might expect that I could do it all day Friday because this Zman Isser is not till Shabbos morning, nonetheless, Tov Levayer, Kodem Chatzos, better this year to do it the same time I do it every year, meaning in the morning before Chatzos. So says Shulchan Aruch. What about Bittul? Bittul is no rush. I can do Bittul on Shabbos. So do Bittul Shabbos morning, the regular time, because after all, you're going to be eating potentially Chametz Friday night, you're going to be eating Chametz Shabbos morning. So you might as well do bittul after you've finished your last opportunity to eat chametz, which is going to be Shabbos morning. Okay, so the bittul is done on Shabbos morning. Incidentally, you guys know the schedule here. Is it going to be like on Erev Shabbos, Pesach, Erev Pesach Shabbos this year? What time are the minyanim davening Shabbos morning, Erev Pesach this year?
No, I think a few years ago they did it very early, at 7 o'clock.
Right, correct. Right, the challenge is that for those who want to eat their first and maybe even second seuda in the morning with chametz for hamotzi, you've got to get it all in, pack it all in before this Zman Isser chametz begins. Now, whether you go with Magen Avraham and your Zman Isser chametz is 10:28, or whether you go with the Gra and your Zman Isser chametz is like 10:55 or so, it's a tight squeeze. You got to get in an early morning seuda, maybe even two. So most shuls daven early. So everyone can get out in time and make their meals with enough time to eat some chametz before the Zman Isser kicks in. Okay, so now, yes?
Someone can have Shiloh Shiva so early in the morning?
That's part of the Shiloh. We'll discuss next week, Bezos Hashem. That's a big Shiloh. That's not so pashit. Not so pashit. We'll get to that. That's yet to come. Okay. So what about Mechiras chametz, though? What about Mechiras chametz? Ordinarily, in a regular year, what happens in a regular year? I do my Mechiras Chametz after everyone has finished eating their Chametz. I do it during the fifth hour. I save some Chametz to burn afterwards. So while it's still the fifth hour, I go outside after my Mechiras Chametz and I burn my remaining Chametz. And then I do Bittul. So this year I'm doing Bir Chametz also on Friday, right? Erev Shabbos. During the same fifth hour. I'm not doing bittul because that I can do on Shabbos. When do I do Mechiras Chametz? Here's the Shiloh. I can't do a Mechira on Shabbos, obviously. It's Mekach Memper. It's a Drabanan. I do it on Friday. But one second. If I do Mechiras Chametz on Friday, people still want to eat Chametz on Friday night. They want to eat Chametz on Shabbos morning. if you're selling it, you can't then eat it that night. If you sell your chametz, then you eat it afterwards, that shows that the whole mechira is a joke. That's not going to be a good idea. If you sell the chametz, it's got to be serious. So what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? What options do you have?
Since you sell it through Goy, could it be all monastic? It's only going to affect on Shabbos?
Oh, fascinating kahara. So maybe do the following. I'm selling it to a Goy. He doesn't care about Shabbos, Sveka Chomemkar. So do the mechir with him on Friday, but stipulate that the mechir will only go into effect on Shabbos. That way, take care of all the arrangements on Friday. That's great. People can eat their chametz Friday night. They can eat their chametz Shabbos morning. And I, Bali Rabbi, must say what's going to be. Not to worry. You build a clause into the contract. Mechir takes effect on Shabbos morning during the fifth hour. So the Maisa Mechir is done on Friday. I give you the, I take the cash. I do the chalipin with you. I sign the shtar with you. And then, when is the kinyan chal? It's chal on Shabbos morning. Gebaldik.
And so you're still having the kinyan be chal on
Shabbos. Oh, so that's the shayla. We know it's nesedra rabbanon to do mekach memkar on Shabbos. Is it a violation of mekach memkar on Shabbos if I do the maisa kinyan on Friday? But I stipulate that the kinyan occurs on Shabbos. Is that still a violation of the Issa Drabanan? And this actually has far-reaching applications with today's internet commerce world. I have eBay transactions waiting to take effect. You know, if the auction closes on Shabbos, can I sign up to be the highest bidder for the transaction that's going to close on Shabbos? All sorts of various internet applications. No different than a
timer.
So timer, there's no kinyan being done on Shabbos. There I do everything before Shabbos, and the melacha happens by itself. That's different. Here, I do the maisa kinyan before Shabbos, but the actual chalos kinyan happens on Shabbos. The change of reshus happens on Shabbos. What about if I have a vending machine, and I leave it, you know, in some, some airport terminal somewhere, and it's operating on Shabbos. People are coming and paying cash and taking products on Shabbos. I'm not doing anything. But there's a kinyan being performed with my vending machine and my products on Shabbos. Is that a concern? So there's a famous Shuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, Simon Kuf Nun Tes. Famous because everyone quotes in this context with regard to the Shiloh. Akiva Eger was asked about whether there's an Issur Drabanan of Mekach HaMemkar on Shabbos if the Maisa Kinyan is done before Shabbos and the Chalos occurs on Shabbos. The example was, you sell a Chepetz on Friday, money changes hands on Friday, but you stipulate Kinyan occurs tomorrow on Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Kinyan is completed. Or I make a sale to you on Friday, but there's a stipulation built in. You've got to do X, Y, and Z for the sale to be effective. You've got to, make a Siyum on Masech Shabbos for the tonight to be effective. Or you've got to clean up your room for the tonight to be effective. Whatever the tonight is. And you do the tonight on Shabbos. And now the tonight, therefore, enables the kinyan to be effective. Nothing wrong with performing the tonight, is there? I learned the Masechta of Shabbos, whatever. What's the big deal? But that by doing that, the kinyan is chal. Is there a problem with chalos kinyan on Shabbos? That's the shaila Akiva Eger was asked. Now, the shalos, the truth is, the two cases are a little different. In one case, money changes hands on Friday, and the stipulation is the kinyan occurs on Shabbos. In the other case, everything happens on Friday. Al tanaita, you do something. I do that something on Shabbos, and that allows the kinyan retroactively to be chal back on Friday. It's a little different. Meaning, in one case, he's asking, we do a maaseh kinyan on Friday, I give you cash, you give me your product, but the ownership only changes hands on Shabbos. Or it's real estate. I give you cash on Friday, but the contract states that the transition of ownership happens on Shabbos. That's one case. Other case is, I buy the product from you now, and you tell me that it will be mine on condition that I do a certain Maisa ABC on Shabbos, or whenever I do it, I do it. And then the kinyan is chal retroactively. If I do that Maisa on Shabbos to make the kinyan chal retroactively, is that a problem? These are his two shalas he deals with. And Akiva Eger suggests a raya from a Trumas HaDeshen. We don't do pigeon haben on Shabbos. Why not? Well, obviously, because you can't give the kohen the five shlamim on Shabbos. Well, why not give the kohen the money on Friday, which is a day early, it's day 29, and tell him, listen, the pigeon will occur on Shabbos. Why can't I do that? Says Shumas Hadesh, you know why? Because if you give the money on Friday and you want the kin to be chal on Shabbos, the pigeon to be chal on Shabbos, what are you going to do with the brachos? When will you say the brachos? Usually you say the bracha of a shakachanav, and so I said tzvan, al pigeon aben. When you do the maisa, pigeon, giving the coin the money. But if you're giving the coin the money on Friday and you're saying the pigeon will be chal on Shabbos, then when do you say the brachos? Friday, it's too early. The mitzvah can't occur yet. Shabbos, there's no maisa happening. So what are you supposed to do? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, it sounds like from the Shumas Hadeshen that the only problem he has with giving the money on Friday and having the pigeon be chal Shabbos is what? What's the problem? Why does Shumas Hadeshen say you can't do that arrangement for pigeon aben? What's his problem with it? If you do that, he says, how or when will you say the brachos? That's his problem. But he's not bothered by what? By the actual pigeon occurring on Shabbos. He seems to be accepting of the idea that you can do the maisa of giving the money on Friday. The pigeon will be chal on Shabbos. His only problem is, but then when will we say the brachos? Even more though, you can't say the brachos on Friday. There's no maisa pigeon happening yet. Right. It's not even a zman of royal pigeon yet. Can't do it yet. So,
what's the problem with saying the brachos on Shabbos?
When on Shabbos you're saying it. You're not doing a maisa on Shabbos. Right? It's chal automatically on its own. You're not doing a mice on Shabbos. You say a bracha when you do a mice mitzvah. I'm not doing a mice on Shabbos. It happens by itself.
If you stipulate that the pigeon's going to be chal like X time, and you say the bracha's right before that time.
But even so, there's no mice being done. It's automatic. There's no mice happening. Right? So, it seems like from the Shumas Hadeshen, suggests Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that there really is nothing wrong with doing a mice of, let's say, cash payment on Friday, and a stipulation that the Kenyan will be chal on Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger, despite the Shumas Hadeshen, which he says implies that it's okay, he says you need to find a raya from Shas for this. You can't just rely on a svar on this basis. And the truth is, ultimately, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says he thinks that no, that you cannot allow a Kenyan to be chal on Shabbos. He says it would be a violation of Isser Drabanan. He quotes other rayas from Shas. But even though from the Shumas Hadeshen that he begins with, it seems like there's nothing inherently wrong with doing a Maisa of Kenyan Kesef on Friday and stipulating that it should be Chal on Shabbos. Right? Because the Shumas Hadeshen, when he says why we don't do Pidgin Aben on Friday with the pigeon being Chal on Shabbos, his only problem is how or when we say the brachos. He has no problem Be'etzim with the pigeon being Chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger ultimately does not like that, right? He doesn't say why not. Rav Moshe and Tshuva discusses why perhaps in Pidgin, the Shumas Hadeshen is not a good raya. But ultimately, Rabbi Akiva Eiger lemaisas machmir. He rejects the kula. He says you cannot do a transaction with the Kenyan's chal on Shabbos, period. In which case, lechor then, chiras chametz, I don't have the option of saying, do the maisa kinyan with the guy on Friday and stipulate that it should be chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is against it. And
pidgin can be done later.
Yeah, but we like to do as soon as possible because we don't want to postpone it. Correct, that's true. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger would be against this mahalach of doing the Maisa Mechira on Friday and stipulating that should be Chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Moshe and Tshuva, although he rejects Rabbi Akiva Eger's raya to say that he has to be Machmir, Rabbi Moshe himself ends up writing that there's no raya le'isser, no raya le'heter, you have to be Machmir misafik. This is especially since Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Machmir, says we can't be Makel just on a whim. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Machmir. Rabbi Moshe Lemaisa says, I don't think Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Raya is such a convincing Raya, but he says, I can't be Makel for Akiva Eiger's Machmir without a strong Raya Leheter. So Akiva Eiger is Machmir, brought a Raya to be Machmir, and even Rabbi Moshe, who couldn't find a Raya one way or the other, says Lemaisa, you can't go against Akiva Eiger without a Raya one way or the other. You got to be Machmir Misafik. So Rabbi Moshe and Orachaim Chele Gimel Sim Mem Dalad, Vigas Moshe also rules Lemaisa, you got to be Machmir, you can't have a Kenyan Bichal on Shabbos, even if the Maisakin is made on Friday. Now, Rav Moshe then discusses interesting applications. Can I, if I have a stock, can I tell a broker who's not Jewish to sell my stock when it hits a certain price on Shabbos? Could I do that? So, Rav Moshe says, that's not so relevant to our shaila here. That's a plain Amir La'akum to do a Maisa Isra for me on Shabbos. That you can't do. You can't tell a guy during the week to do a Maisa on Shabbos that you yourself can't do. So to tell a guy to sell my stocks on Shabbos when the price hits X number of dollars, that's also regardless because of Amir La'akum, says Rav Moshe. But the bottom line is, with regard to our shaila, both Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Rav Moshe Machmer, that you cannot do a Maisa Kenyan on Friday with a stipulation it should be Chal on Shabbos. So back to our shaila, what do you do now? I want to do Mechiras Chametz on Friday. I can't stipulate it should be Chal on Shabbos. Yet, a lot of Jews want to eat their Chametz Friday night, they want to eat their Chametz Shabbos morning. How can they if they're going to do the Mechiras Chametz on Friday? What do you do? So, the other option... Other option, and this Yosef Tzvi Amon quotes in his paper, Erev Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos, is simply to stipulate when you do the Mechiras Chametz on Friday that I'm selling the Chametz that belongs to all of these Jews signed on the paper here, exclusive of the Chametz they still plan to eat Friday night and Shabbos morning. In other words, simply state in the Shtar Mechira, we're doing the Mechira now, Friday morning. Period. But state explicitly that you are not including in the Mechira that Chametz which they will still eat tonight and tomorrow morning. That's the other option. That's the other option.
Hey, Rabbi.
Yes.
In that situation, that's exactly what I was thinking about. In that situation, would they have to write X, Y, and Z, what exactly those foods are? Because that's...
No, you don't have to specify exactly. You just say whatever each individual plans to eat for Shabbos is not included in the Mechiri. There's no das to sell it. Now, you have to be careful. That means that each of you will have to be very prudent in planning ahead of time, you know, what am I excluding from the Mechira and eating on Shabbos. You can't say, you know what, I'll keep a whole loaf of bread out for Friday morning, Shabbos morning, I mean. And then after I finish only three slices, I say, okay, I'm not eating the rest. I'll include this in the Mechira. Let me just put it back in the closet. You can't do that anymore. I mean, if you had das to exclude it on Friday from the Mechira, then you can't just stick it back into the Mechira on Shabbos. It doesn't work that way. You've got to exclude only what you'll eat and make sure you eat it Shabbos morning. So you got to be careful. You got to plan properly ahead of time. You got to plan properly ahead of time. Now, with regard to the Mechira, there is discussion amongst the poskim whether the Mechira also needs to be done that same time that the beer is done on Friday morning in the fifth hour. You know, once again, the same Svara that is mentioned by the Shulchan Aruch with regard to beer chametz, that it's done on Friday, the regular time, so you shouldn't get confused other years to do it at a different time. Some poskim say the same is the truth of Mechira, that you do the Mechira also during the fifth hour, so you shouldn't get confused other years to do it at a different time. But then again, other poskim, quotes of Yosef Tzvi Monhof, no, you can't be Mechadish Dinim on a Mechira, which itself is, you know, a minog that evolved over the centuries to do Mechira's Chametz. So you're going to tell me that I have to do Mechira's Chametz dafka during the fifth hour? Mechatesi. And therefore, it could very well be that you can do the Mechiras Chametz later on Friday. And the benefit of doing it later on Friday is that gives people more time to eat their Chametz on Friday. So, in Sefer Mechiras Chametz Kilchaso, he writes L'chatchila to do the Mechira the usual time Friday morning. Says if you didn't, you can sell it throughout the day on Friday. So this year you have that extra flexibility that even if there are some poskim who say L'chatchila do the Mechira's Chametz in the morning, but L'maisa you do have that added flexibility that you can do it throughout the day on Friday. Because again, although the Shulchan Aruch says L'gabe Biur that you should do it during the regular time that you do it every year. The gavim mechiras chametz, which is not a din chazal, din in the Mishnah, it's a minug that evolved over the year, over the centuries, to sell chametz to avoid the isabai ra. There's no din you have to do dafk in the fifth hour. And therefore, although there are some poskim, he quotes the Maram Sheik and the Sholem Eshev, who say you should do it during the fifth hour, as you always do. But he quotes others of Meir Rik, the Emir Yosher, says, no, the Mechiras Chametz is handled by the Rabban. They're not going to make a mistake. They know what they're doing. He allows them to do the Mechiras Chametz even later in the day. And the benefit is, once again, that by doing it later in the day, those who still wish to eat Chametz on Friday will have more time to do so. We'll have more time to do so. Okay. Good with that. Wish everyone a wonderful evening.